Lord, we're thankful that we can come again this evening to consider the truth of God.
主要呢，感谢您呢，今天晚上我们来到这里，可以呢学习神的话。
You've been good to us today. You've been good to us this past week and all the way back. We want to thank you. You are a good God.
主要你今天呢，对我们非常有恩典。过去的一个星期和过去呢，对我们都有很有恩典。您是一位良善的神。
And Lord, we admit to you that we're slow learners. There's so much about you, so much about your ways that we need to know, and we learn it very slowly.
主要我们知道呢，我们呢学习呢学得很慢，我们对您的那个话呢，对您的真理呢都理解得慢，所以呢我们承认我们学习非常是慢的学习者。
So we thank you that we can come again this evening to learn, and we thank you for the presence of the Holy Spirit to help us learn, to teach us those things we need to know.
主啊，我们也感谢呢，我们可以来学习这样呢。您的圣灵，感谢您的圣灵，可以教导我们，教导我们去，让我们知道应该知道的那些事情，也去学习。So
Lord, we turn again unfilled to you this evening, asking you to teach us and to bless us.
主啊，我们再次呢，就是要转向您呢，祈求您呢，教导我们，并且赐福我们。
And then, Lord, we pray that by your grace, you will even use us in your work for your eternal glory.
主啊，我们也祷告，祈求借着您的恩典呢，您甚至会用我们，为了您永恒的荣耀。
And so we give thanks again for your kindness to us. We give thanks, pray a blessing upon each one and those who will join us in Jesus' name.
所以说，我们现在就祈求您呢，感谢您对我们的慈爱，祈求您的赐福给我们每一个人，还有那些即将加入我们的人。
Amen.
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 So here we are, Luke chapter 20, and we'll carry on our studies.
所以我们今天大家翻到路加福音第20章，要继续我们的学习。
The issue that is before us in the study this evening is the issue of what authority did Jesus have to do what he did? What authority do others have?
所以我们这里学习的那个问题呢，是主耶稣基督他凭着什么权柄来教导他们？其他的人又凭什么样的权柄呢？
So you remember the story in Luke chapter 20, verse 2. They spoke to him saying, tell us, by what authority are you doing these things? Or who is he who gave you this authority?
那就不念第20章第2节呢，告诉我们，他说呢，你告他们问他说，你告诉我们，你仗着什么权柄做这些事，给你的权柄的是谁呢？
They raise the issue that is so often raised, and that is, if we don't tell you what you can preach, you don't have any authority to preach.
所以这个里面的他们告诉他呢，其实就是出现这样的一个问题。如果我们告诉你呢，你不能来传道呢，是因为你没有权柄来传道。
This was the accusation that was laid against him just prior to his crucifixion.
这个就是他们呢，加在他身上的指控，在他呢，上十字架之前。
This was the accusation that was laid upon the apostles when they preached after his resurrection and after the descent of the Holy Spirit.
这个里面呢，也是他们加在那些使徒们身上的指控，在主耶稣基督复活以后，在圣灵降下来以后。
And it is the accusation still raised even in our day.
就这样的指控呢，到当今仍然在，就算在今天也会出现在我们身上。
Some of you will remember the author of the book, The Pilgrim's Progress. Was his name John Bunyan? And he wrote that book in prison because he was bold enough when he was alive. He was bold enough to preach in England, and he preached without a license. And they wouldn't give him a license, so he preached anyway. They put him in prison, And when he was in prison, he did what the Apostle Paul did. He started to write, just like John wrote in prison. John Bunyan wrote in prison, and he wrote the beautiful book, Pilgrim's Progress, mightily used of God. But the question always is, who gives you authority to preach? We will tell you what you should preach to us.
这个里面呢就是说实际上一本书就是说是朝圣者的那个进程，朝圣者的进程呢是一个叫班尼的一个英国的作家他所写的，因为他当时呢传道的时候呢他们指控他没有牌照去传道，所以没有牌照传道了就把他关在监狱里去了，关监狱以后呢就让他在监狱里呢他就像使徒保罗啊，就像那个使徒约翰一样在监狱里他开始写作，他写作呢就是写了一本书叫朝圣者的进程。
Remember Peter's good answer to their question. He said, we ought rather to obey God than to obey you. God told us to preach. We're going to preach. They said, we'll put you in prison. Peter said, we're going to preach anyway. We'll keep on preaching.
大家记得彼得呢，他的答案，他的回答是一个非常好的答案。他说呢，我们宁愿就是惧怕神而也不惧怕人。所以说呢，他就是说，那他们说呢，如果你要继续讲道传道的话呢，我们就把你关到监狱里。关在监狱里，彼得说呢，就算你把我关到监狱里，我也要传道。So
you remember that his answer to them was a question, and very often God's answers come to us in the form of a question.
你们也得记得呢，主的那个答案呢，就是一个问题。通常呢，神呢，他会在我们面前提一个问题。So
he said to them, tell me about the John the Baptist. Was his ministry, who gave him authority? Was it man who gave him the authority, or was it God?
然后他问他们说呢，那个是许约翰，是许约翰谁给他的权柄呢？那是人给他的权柄呢，还是神给他的权柄呢？
And being cowards and deceitful, they refused to say. They said, we cannot tell.
他们非常懦弱，也非常的欺骗，所以他们说呢，啊，我们宁愿不回答。
And so Jesus said to them in verse number 8, he said, neither will I tell you by what authority I do these things.
所以在第五节呢，主耶稣基督也告诉他说，我也不告诉你为什么，就是说是我传这些东西。
Now, those of you who are interested in ESL, learning to speak English clearly, did you notice the difference between the verb in chapter... Chapter 20, verse 7. They said, we do not know. And verse 8, he says, neither will I tell you.
这个里面呢，大家呢那些学习ESL的，就是把英语当做第二种语言来学习，他们喜欢呢，就是说愿意把那个词呢发得准确一点、清晰一点。那么说在第七节里说呢，他说呢，他们不知道是从哪里来的。第八节说呢，主耶稣说我也不告诉你们。In
the authorized version, verse 7 reads, they say, we cannot tell. Whether John's answer was from heaven or from man. They said, we cannot tell. Jesus said, neither will I tell you. They said, we can't tell, but they could. The reason they didn't answer was they would not tell. The difference is can, the ability, and will, the determination.
这个里面呢，也就是在第七节里，如果用的那个老的国文钦点版呢，他说呢是我是不能告诉你，不能告诉你。那么主耶稣基督说是我也不告诉你。那么说在第七节，他说不能，不能呢，实际上他们是不愿意，不愿意呢，就是不能是你没有那个能力去讲，不知道。那么不愿意是呢，你不愿意说，这一个是呢，就是说是能力问题，一个是你决定怎么做的事情。
So the question is, what would Jesus do next?
现在问题是主耶稣基督下一步会怎么做呢？
And so he tells them the interesting parable that begins in verse 9.
然后呢，他给他们讲了一个非常有意思的比喻，从第九节开始。
Verse 9 says, He began to tell them, the people, this parable. A certain man planted a vineyard, leased it to vine dressers, and went into a far country for a long time.
第九节说，耶稣就设比喻对百姓说，有人栽了一个葡萄园，租给园户，就去了外国很久。
And I'm not sure how these people understood this, but from our perspective, it's okay because it's easy for us to understand because it's been a long time since the Lord Jesus went away.
因为这个里面呢，我不知道这些人呢，他理不理解这个比喻，但对我们来说呢，就是很容易去理解的。因为主耶稣基督呢，已经离开我们很久了。
So verse 10 says, Now at vintage time, he sent a servant to the vine dressers that they might give him some of the fruit of the vineyard. But the vine dressers beat him and sent him away empty-handed.
意思就是到了时候，打发一个仆人到园户那里去，叫他们把园中当纳的果子交给他，园户竟打了他，叫他空手回去。
That's the way it was historically in when the prophets went on God's behalf to speak to the people, they wouldn't listen to the prophets.
所以这个从历史上来说呢，也是神的先知去跟他们讲话的时候呢，代表神跟他们讲话的时候呢，他们也不听神的话。
And that's the way it's been for the last 2,000 years.
所以这个呢，就是说是过去2000年呢，一直都是这样的。
The preachers today are not listened to. The prophets today are often shut down, sent away, beaten up, and killed.
因为这个里面呢，就是这些呢，就是一些讲道的，他们也不听那个先知的，通常呢，他们被打走了。
Verse 11 says, again, he sent another servant. And they beat him also, treating him shamefully, and sent him away empty-handed.
其实耶稣又打发一个仆人去，他们也打了他，并且凌辱他，叫他空手回去。
Then the owner of the vineyard said, What shall I do? I will send my beloved son. Probably they will respect him when they see him.
然后呢，园主说我要怎么办呢？我要打发我的爱子去，或许他们看见他就尊敬他。
And the question is, did they respect the Lord Jesus Christ when they saw him?
所以现在问题是，当他们看到主耶稣基督的时候，他们有没有尊重他？
And do they respect him today?
他们今天尊重他吗？
So, verse 14, when the vine dressers saw him, they reasoned among themselves, saying, This is the heir. Come, let us kill him, that our inheritance. That his, the inheritance may be ours.
第14节说，当园户看见他，就彼此商量说：“这是那承受产业的，来，让我们把他杀了，使产业归于我们。
Now it's very interesting that in the Bible, the Lord Jesus and the prophets and God Himself often explain to us what people are thinking.
”所以这个非常有意思，在圣经里呢，主耶稣基督还有神自己，还有那些先知呢，通常向我们解释那些人在想什么。
You understand people far better if you've read your Bible than if you listen to them.
所以这个里面呢，你要理解事情，你要理解的远远好得多。如果呢，你读圣经，你也听里面讲。
People will tell you lies when you ask them, Why do you do that? Why do you believe that? They will often tell you lies.
那人们呢，就说是，当你问他们为什么你要相信那个的时候呢，他们通常呢说谎。
The situation is often so bad that the people themselves don't realize they're lying to themselves. They don't know why they do it, but God tells us why they do it.
所以这个事情呢，有时候发展到一定的程度呢，那些人呢都不知道他们为什么要对自己撒谎，他们都意识不到那是他们在他们身上发生的事情，他们为什么要那么做？所以这个时候神告诉他们，他们为什么要那么做。
So the rationale that they use in this story is that he's the heir, let us kill him, The inheritance may be ours. We will get the money. We will get the power. We will get the position. That is their position.
因为里面呢，他这种情况在这里呢，成到了这种程度，他们说呢，让我们把它杀了，把这样产业归于我们。那么他们想呢，这样的就是说是权利啊，这样的金钱呢，还有这样的位置呢，都要归我们。这就是他们当时所想。So
if you want to know what people think and why, read your Bible, and you will know far more about what they think and why than they themselves will know.
因为里面呢，你要想知道人们呢为什么去做这些事情，为什么要想这些，你去读圣经，那么说呢，这样你就比他们自己更了解他们为什么，他们要做什么。
So verse 15, their action, so they cast him out of the vineyard and killed him. Therefore, what will the owner of the vineyard do to them?
第15节说，于是他们把他推出葡萄园外杀了。这样，葡萄园的主人要怎样处置他们呢？
And the answer that he gives himself is, he says, he will come and destroy those vine dressers and give the vineyard to others.
然后在这个里面的第16节再给出答案，他要来除灭这些园户，将葡萄园给别人。
And so this story illustrates, as do so many others, the fact that the Lord is the one who will ultimately take action. He himself will demand what is right. And just because there's some time between the action and the judgment, it doesn't mean the judgment won't come. It's only deferred.
通常呢，就是告诉我们，主呢，他是最终那个要实行审判的才起行动的。那么说呢，如果说呢，从那个才起行动到最终审判之间还有一段时间，并不意味着这个审判和那个就是行动啊不发生，只是说延后而已。
Now, their response at the end of verse 16 is, when they heard it, they said, certainly not.
他们的答案是在第16节，他们听见就说这是万不可的。And
later on, we're going to read the words that say they understood that he had spoken this parable against them. The people who said, challenge his authority, and he says, this is my answer. You are doing what you do under your authority, but God is the ultimate authority.
因为里面呢，这些在这一章骚货呢，他们就知道，主说这话呢是针对他们所说的。所以平常呢，通常的人们呢认为他们自己有权利，但是呢，最终的权柄是来自神的，他们是没有。So
verse 17 says, and he looked at them and said, what then is this that is written, the stone which the builders rejected, the same has become the chief cornerstone?
第17节说，耶稣看着他们说：“经上记着，匠人所弃的石头，已经做了房角的头块石头。”这是什么意思呢？
And then in answer to this question about the chief cornerstone, he gives verse 18, the answer to the whole issue that's before them.
因为这个里面呢，就是你要怎么去回应这个石头呢？他呢，就是说在第18节里给出了这样的答案。
It says, whoever falls on that stone will be broken, but on whomever it falls, it will grind him to powder.
第18节说，谁掉在那石头上，必要跌碎；那石头掉在谁的身上，就要把它砸得粉碎。
All right, what is meant by these somewhat confusing words?
你这些呢，也有点那困惑的词是什么意思呢？
Let's assume you're driving down the road.
就是假设你在路上开车,
and there's a great big boulder in the road ahead of you.
现在的前面呢,
you can't get around it to the right, and you can't get around it to the left.
你也不可能从左边超过去，也不能从右边超过去。
And the only way you can get to where you're going would be to go over the stone or let the stone come over you.
因为就是你唯一能够就是通过的方式呢，就是说是你穿过那个，就是越过那块石头，或者石头越过你。
So the picture is that if you drive over that stone, your car will be broken.
所以呢，就是现在答案是，如果你越过那个石头呢，那你的车呢就会损坏。
But the stone is unstable. And if you just sit there, the stone will begin to roll and will roll over you.
因为那个石头呢，就是不稳定的。如果你在那等待的话呢，那个石头呢会滚过来把你压过去。
So here is the stone, it's the Lord Jesus Christ.
你对你的石头就是主耶稣基督。
And he is in the path of everyone in life.
因为他呢，就是说是在每个人的人生里的那条通路。
And if you try to go ahead, you will find that your life is broken and rebuilt if you fall on that stone.
这个里面呢，就是如果你要想超过去呢，那么说呢，你就会发现你的人生呢会毁掉，就是呢，通过那个石头呢，它砸向你。
But if you don't deal with the stone, then that stone will fall on you, and that stone will grind you to powder.
因为如果你不去那个对付那个石头呢，那个石头呢，它会砸向你身上，然后呢，把你碾得粉碎。
So it's very interesting when the Lord Jesus comes into life, he comes in as an inescapable issue.
因为非常有意思，当主耶稣基督来到你的人生里的时候呢，你是一个无处可逃的情况。
And so some have called him the inescapable Jesus. Regardless of who you are in life, sooner or later, Jesus becomes the central issue.
因为里面有些人呢，把这个称之为无处可逃避的耶稣。不管你往哪里去，不管你到哪里，主耶稣基督终究呢会成为你人生的中心。
And many people say, well, if I follow Jesus, my life is going to be disrupted. It's going to be different. And the fact is, he will be born again. That's a big change.
所以呢，就有些人说呢，如果我相信主耶稣基督呢，我的整个的人生呢会发生改变，会发生难以想象的改变。他说呢，就是说我会重生。那么重生呢是一个非常大的事。
But if one doesn't respond to the Lord and let him change you, change them, then he will ultimately grind them to powder and the judgment will be terrible.
所以呢，如果某个人呢，他不接受主耶稣基督呢，就是不让他去改变他的话呢，最终呢，主会来到他这里审判他，把他压得粉碎。
So these chief priests, they basically said, we don't want Jesus. We don't want him around. If he's around, our life will be changed. And so they say, we'll try to kill him. But they didn't realize that they will be ground to powder for the folly of taking God head on.
所以呢，这些人呢，就是说是我们不喜欢主耶稣，我们不想要他在我们的周围，因此呢，我们要决定的把他给杀掉。但是呢，他们没有意识到他们所做的如此的，就是愚蠢的事情呢，就是主耶稣基督呢要来呢，就把他们压得粉碎。如果他们所以呢，他们呢就是说根本没意识到他们去对抗神的后果。
So verse 18 then is a very, very serious verse. And it's a declaration of God to all mankind. We either come to him and fall on him and are broken and repaired by him, or he will grind us to powder in the terrible torments of eternal loss in hell.
这个里面呢，就是第18节呢，是一节非常非常严肃的经文，这是神对整个人类的宣言，就是说，这我们如果呢，就你要么呢，你就来到神这面前，让他破碎你，让他修复你，让他使你重生；要么呢，你就拒绝他，拒绝他呢，最后呢，神呢，他会把你碾得粉碎，让你在地狱里承受永恒的惩罚。
So the question is, what will their response be?
所以呢，现在问题是，他们应该怎么样去回应呢？
And you and I, when we look at this, most of us have already said, Lord, we want you to break us and change us. We don't want you to grind us to powder.
所以你我呢，就是说，我们知道我们有这样的回应。我们大多数人都说呢，主啊，我要呢，您呢，就是说，破碎我，改变我，修复我，然后呢，而不是让您呢，把我砸得粉碎。
But verse 19 says, and the chief priests and the scribes that very hour sought to lay hands on him, but they feared the people, for they knew that he had spoken this parable against them.
第19节说，文士和祭司长看出这比喻是指的他们说的，当时就想要下手抓他，只是惧怕百姓。
They knew what it was all about. They understood this parable.
所以他们知道这些都是讲的什么，他们知道这个比喻。
And instead of being willing to be broken before him, they said, We will try to kill him and we will succeed ultimately in killing him. And they're basically saying, That will mean that we'll be okay, but it won't. They will be ground to powder in hell.
所以他们本来呢，应该是接受主耶稣基督，让主耶稣基督呢破碎他们，改变他们，但是他们却呢想去杀害他们，他们呢最终呢也是做到了，但是呢最后呢主耶稣呢要把他们砸得粉碎。
And so I find myself continually marveling at the folly of these people who say, We will fight against God. You can't fight against God and win.
所以这个里面呢，我发现我自己呢，一直感到非常的惊奇，为这些人的这些愚蠢，因为他们总是想和神呢作战，想和神战斗，你不可能和神作战，而且赢了。
So the old story line goes like this: You cannot sin and win.
有一句老话说呢，你不可能既犯罪又赢了。
If you sin, you can't win.
如果你犯罪呢，你不可能赢。
If you want to win, you can't sin.
如果你想赢的话呢，你就不能犯罪。
But you can't sin and win. It's absolute nonsense. It can't be done.
所以呢，但是呢，你就不可能呢，既犯罪又赢，这是完全没有道理的，也是绝对不可能的。
So, what did these foolish religious leaders do? Verse 20. So they watched him and sent spies who pretended to be righteous that they might seize him, seize his words, in order to deliver him to the power and the authority of the governor.
你这些呢，愚蠢的这些宗教人是怎么做的呢？第20节说，于是窥探耶稣，打发奸细装作义人，要在他的话上得把柄，好将他交在总督的权柄之下。
Whose authority did they respect?
他们呢，增进谁的权柄？
Did they respect the authority of God?
他们增进神的权柄吗？
No, they respected the authority of anybody who could be on their side. And in this particular instance, the government could be on their side. So they respected the authority of the governor.
所以他们尊敬任何呢可以站在他们这一边的人，在这个特别的情况下呢，就是政府。这个在这种情况下呢，就是政府是有可能站在他们这一边的，所以他们是尊重政府的权柄。
So, this whole story then is all about authority. Who has the authority? Does Jesus have the authority? Does the government have the authority? Does the church have the authority? The answer is, it's Jesus. He is the only authority. We must follow him.
如果你们现在问题总是这样的，那么说是主耶稣基督有权柄呢，还是教会有权柄呢，还是政府有权柄呢？答案是主耶稣基督是唯一的权柄，我们必须跟从他。And
so they decided to speak to him, and verse 21, they asked him a question. Very often people spend a long time trying to devise a question that will catch people. And so they came up with what they thought was a brilliant question to put to him that he couldn't answer.
其实这个呢，他们呢决定怎么做呢？他们决定要问他一个问题。通常呢，有些人呢，他们认为呢，他们可以问别人一个问题，然后设一个陷阱，然后再抓住他。这在这种情况下呢，他们决定呢，就是说呢，他们设计好一个非常的聪明的问题，所以他回答不出来。
Verse 21, and they asked him, saying, Teacher, we know that you say and teach rightly, and you do not show personal favoritism, but you teach the way of God truly.
第21节说呢，他们就问他说，师父，我们晓得你所讲所教导的都是正确的，也不可取人的外貌，而是真实的教导神的道。
Well, that's very, very interesting, wordy. Is that truth or lies?
这个非常非常有意思，是不是呢？这是真的呢，还是假的呢？
Well, what they say about him is truth, but they say, we know that you, and they didn't believe it. If they believed it, they'd obey him. They didn't believe it, they didn't know it, and they didn't even have enough gumption to go and stand before him themselves. They sent some others to put the trick question to him.
就是里面呢，就是说是他们所说的这些话呢，确实是真的。但是他们说，我们晓，他们晓得呢，他们知道呢，这个结果是真的。因为如果他们知道，他们认识到，他们就会相信他，就跟从他。他们其实说呢，他们是说晓得，他们说的是个假话。然后呢，他们其实说他们非常懦弱，甚至他们自己都不敢上前去问他问题，只是派了其他人上前去问他。
So they're not only liars, they're cowards, and they're using flattery to get their end.
因为这个里面他们不仅仅呢，只是说一些那个说谎的，他们同样是懦夫，他们通过那样的一些花言巧语要得到他们想要的。So
the answer would you is, would you trust them?
最近的答案是，你会相信他们吗？
And obviously no.
答案是肯定不相信。
And then the question comes, who can you trust?
所以现在问题来到，你能相信谁了？
And the answer is, the only one we can truly trust is the Lord in the Bible. The Bible is truth. Jesus said, I am the truth. We trust Jesus.
对，当然是我们唯一能够相信的是主耶稣基督。主耶稣就在圣经里告诉我们的主耶稣，在圣经里主耶稣基督说呢，我就是真理，圣经呢也是真理。
So their trick question is verse 22. Is it lawful for us to pay taxes to Caesar or not?
他们的陷阱问题呢，是在第22节里。第22节说呢，我们纳税给凯撒，合乎律法吗？
Now remember that in the Gospels, you will often find the phrase that the tax collectors were parallel to the sinners.
现在呢，通常呢，在圣经里呢，你会发现呢，那个税利呢，通常是和罪人呢相关的。We
have trouble paying taxes in Canada today.
所以我们当今加拿大呢，收税呢也很的麻烦。But
if the Russians were to conquer us and we had to pay taxes to Russia, we would really be upset.
现在是呢，如果呢，俄罗斯征服了加拿大，我们必须向俄罗斯呢，交税，那么这样我们会非常的不高兴。We
would say, why should I pay taxes to that very wicked country?
我们会说呢，我们为什么要向那个非常邪恶的国家付税呢？
And they took out their anger against the tax collectors, and the people, therefore, who became tax collectors were often very bad people and were assumed to be bad people, even if they weren't.
这个呢，他们通常呢，把这样的愤怒发泄在税吏身上。这些税吏呢，通常呢是一些非常坏的人。就算他们刚开始不是坏的人，他们当了一段时间税吏以后呢，也会变成坏人。
So if Jesus were to answer this question by saying, yes, you should pay taxes to Caesar, then they would say, the people don't like Caesar. They would hate that. And the answer, yes, pay taxes to Caesar, would be very offensive. He would be considered in the country to be a traitor.
所以这个里面呢，就是如果主耶稣基督说呢，你们应该向凯撒交税的话呢，当时的因为那些国家的人呢，当那个国家人非常的恨凯撒，那么说呢，如果主耶稣基督说呢，你们应该向那个凯撒交税的话呢，这些人呢，迟迟早早就会把他当成一个叛国者。
On the other hand, if he were to say, no, you should not pay taxes to Caesar, then everybody would be against him because he was defying the government.
然后呢，另一个方面呢，如果他说呢，你不该向凯撒交税的话呢，那么就是说呢，因为呢，那每个人呢都会反对他，因为这样呢，他其实是污蔑了政府。
So this is one of these questions where if you say yes, you're wrong, and if you say no, you're wrong.
这是很多问题中的其中的一个问题，就是说呢，如果你说对，你说不对，都是错的。
So verse 23 says, he perceived their craftiness and said to them, why do you test me?
然后第23节呢，耶稣看出他们的诡诈，就对他们说，你们为什么试探我？
He understood their craftiness. Remember, the Lord not only knows what you say, but he knows why you say it. And many people play games with God, and they say, I will say something, but I don't necessarily believe it or do it.
因为里面呢，就是主耶稣基督知道他们的诡诈，就是你要记得呢，主耶稣基督呢，他不仅知道你说的什么，而且知道你为什么说这个。那么说，有些人说呢，我可以跟神呢玩游戏，我只是说那些话，但是我不一定相信，但神却知道你。
What's the conclusion? Don't play games with God. He knows your craftiness.
所以呢，就是结论是什么呢？不要跟神玩游戏，因为他知道你的诡诈。So
verse 24, he said, show me a denarius. Whose image and inscription does it have? They answered and said, Caesar's.
第24节呢，拿一个银钱来给我看，这像和这名号是谁的？他们回答说，是凯撒的。
So he basically said, show me a coin. And the coin was a Roman coin with a picture of Caesar on the coin, the face of the coin, just as we have a picture of Queen Elizabeth on our coins.
这个里面他基本上跟他们说呢，给我拿一个硬币给我看看。这个硬币呢，基本上是他有一面上呢有那个凯撒的肖像，就像我们加拿大的硬币上有伊丽莎白女王的肖像一样。
And then he gives this very wise answer, verse 25. And he said to them, render therefore to Caesar the things that are Caesar's, and give to God the things that are God's.
所以呢，他给出了这一个非常聪明的答案，是第25节。耶稣对他们说：“这样，凯撒的物当归凯撒，神的物当归神。”
Now, that's a very profound answer and relates to us when it comes to paying taxes too.
所以这个呢，对我们来说是一个非常深刻的答案。当我们面临交税的时候，也是这样。
Very often in life, our responsibility to the government includes things that we think are very foolish.
所以通常呢，我们呢对政府要负起的责任呢，通常呢我们认为呢是非常愚蠢的。
But because the government is the government, we must go along with them. We must pay taxes. We must do what the government tells us to do.
因为政府它就是政府，所以呢，我们必须跟他们搞好关系。他那个就是说政府呢就是政府，我因此呢，我们必须照着他们告诉我们的说的话去做。
At the same time, we must render to God the things that are God's. We must do what God wants us to do as well.
所以在同时呢，我们也要把神的归给神，我们也要去做神要我们所做的事情。
The temptation is often to do one or the other, but if serving the government is not wrong, we must serve the government and serve God. We must do what we are told to do.
所以这个里面呢，通常呢就是二选一。但是呢，现在问题是，如果政府它不是做的，那么说呢，我们必须呢照着政府说的去做，也要照着那个神说的去做。
Now, just a couple of tangential thoughts on this now.
所以现在呢，这样的就是一些想法呢已经开始改变了。
First, why does he say in verse 24, "Show me a denarius"?
所以为什么他要在第二十四节里讲那个拿一个银钱来给我们看呢
？A denarius was a coin. It had the value of about a day's wage.
这个银钱呢是一块硬币，它相当于一天的工资。
Why did he say, "Show me a denarius"?
为什么他要说呢？拿一个银钱来给我看呢？
Because he didn't have one in his pocket, that's why.
因为他口袋里没有一个银钱，这就是为什么。
The Lord Jesus Christ did not live as a rich man.
所以主耶稣基督呢，他并不是活得像个富人。
Most of my life, I was able to carry in my pocket a sum of money equivalent to or even greater than one day's wage.
一等在我人生的大多数时候呢，我的钱包里呢，通常呢有一天工资的钱，或者超过一天工资的钱。
I wasn't rich, but it was wise for me to keep a little bit of money in case the need arose. I didn't know what the problems were going to be tomorrow, so I kept a little money with me so that if problems arose, I could meet that.
因为我并不是很有钱，但是呢，其实呢，我觉得呢对我来说呢，如果在我口袋里呢带点钱呢，那是明智的，因为我不知道呢，明天在我的人生里发生什么事情。如果说在我人生里出现一些情况呢，我能够去应付。
But that was not true of the Lord Jesus Christ. He did not have a lot of money.
但这个呢，在主耶稣基督身上却不是真的，因为他没有很多钱。
The other thing is that they put the question to him as a trick question. And in this whole story, we've had questions going back and forth.
另外一件事情呢，他们呢用一个陷阱的问题问他，所以呢，在这一段里面呢，在这一章里面呢，我们有这样的问题，来来回回的问题问他。
They said, here's our question to you.By what authority are you doing this?
他们说呢，这是我们问你的问题，你借着什么权柄来做这些呢？
He answered them with another question, saying, What authority did John the Baptist have? You answer that question, I will answer your question.
所以呢，他呢回答他们呢，就提了另外一个问题。他们说呢，那施洗约翰是凭着什么权柄做的呢？如果你们回答我的问题，我也会回答你们的问题。
They wouldn't answer that question, so he didn't answer their question.
所以他们不愿意回答那个问题，所以主呢也不回答他们的问题。
And here they put a trick question to him, and he again is answering wisely. Questions are often key in the relationships with people.
这个里面呢，就是这里面他们问了他另外一个陷阱的问题，所以呢，他很明智的回答了他。所以呢，就是问答呢，通常在人的生活中是非常关键。
Now, verse 26 is an important verse. It says, they could not catch him in his words in the presence of the people. And they marveled at his power and at his answer and kept silent.
第26节呢，是一个很重要的经文。他说呢，他们当着百姓在这话上得不着把柄，又对他的回答呢感到惊奇，就闭口无言了。Now
remember, many people in life say, I am going to put this question to God. And the answer is, you can put any question to God you want, but he will have the last question and you will have no answer.
因为里面就是很多人说呢，我会去问神这样那样的问题，那么呢，就是说你可以去问神这样那样的问题，但是呢，答案是最终的神会问你问题，最后神问你最后一个问题的时候，你无言回答。So,
they then, I take it, go back to the priest with the fact that he gave them a very good question, answer to their question. They couldn't think of any other question that he couldn't stump them on.
所以这个里面呢，就是我们想到呢，在其他的一些情况下呢，他问那些就是说祭司和文士问题，他问他们的那么很好的问题，但是他们最终却回答不出来，因此呢，他们就走了。But
there was a similar situation at about the same time, and it's the story beginning in verse 27.
现在呢，有一个同样的类似的问题呢，在同时呢也提出来，是第27节里面。
It says, then some of the Sadducees, who denied that there is a resurrection, came to him and asked him, saying, Teacher, Moses wrote to us that if a man's brother dies having a wife, and he dies without children, his brother should take his wife and raise up offspring for his brother.
然后那个《路加福音》第20章第27节、第28节，第27节说呢，撒都该人否认有复活，又有几个来问耶稣说：“师傅，摩西为我们写着说，人若有妻没孩子就死了，他兄弟呢应该娶他的妻，为哥哥兴起种子。” This
was a simple law in the Old Testament and was, as you will remember, the logic behind the book of Romans, sorry, the book of Ruth, and the fact that that David was born ultimately of a marriage union between Ruth and Boaz.
因为里面呢，就是说这个是旧约里呢出现的一些问题。你们再去记得呢，在路德记里，路德记呢最终呢，他们会也是面临这个问题。那么说呢，最终呢，大卫王呢是通过那个路德和伯阿兹的结合才有了大卫的作为。
Now, amazingly, the Sadducees were a very powerful group of religious leaders in the days of the Lord Jesus.
现在非常有意思的撒都该人呢，他们在主耶稣基督那个年代呢，都是一些非常的有权力的那些宗教领袖。
They were powerful religious leaders, but they did not believe that there was to be a resurrection.
那是非常有权力的那样的宗教领袖，但是他们却不相信复活。
Don't be surprised if you run across people today who say they're Christians and they will pronounce something good about Christianity, but they don't believe some of the foundational truths, don't have anything to do with them.
这个里面的你不要感到惊奇。如果当今的有些人呢，他自称为基督徒，但是呢，他也可以跟你讲一些非常的那样的，就是说是基督教的一些东西。但是呢，他们却对那些基的，就是圣经里的那些基础的真理，却完全没有了解。像这样的人呢，不要跟他来往。
So now they put together a very foolish scenario.
现在他们把他们给他呢放在一个非常的愚蠢的这样的一个情况。
How do people argue against the truth of God?
人们怎样去和神的真理去争辩呢？
Well, very often they do it by putting together in their mind a foolish scenario They say, what if this, which is an improbability? Why? Don't argue like that.
所以答案是他们通常都是他们大脑里的，他们放着一些非常愚蠢的一些想法。他们说，那如果这样会怎么样？如果那样会怎么样？不要去争了。So
here's their foolish scenario, the foundation of which leads to their question.
其实这个里面的他们是一些非常愚蠢的想法，关于他们的一些问题。
He says, now there were seven brothers, and the first took a wife and died without children. And so the second took her a wife, took her as wife, and he died childless. Then the third took her, and in like manner, the seven also, they left no children and died. Last of all, the woman died also.
第二是九节继续说呢，有弟兄七人，第一个娶了妻没有孩子死了，第二个娶过她也没有留下孩子就死了，第三个呢也娶过她，直到第七个都这样没有留下孩子就死了，后来这妇人也死了。Now
that is just a foolish scenario. Don't use in your logic. Don't start thinking of foolish scenarios to prove your point.
你这个里面的这是一些愚蠢的想法，不要开始去这样的一些愚蠢的想法呢，就是说是去试图呢，证明你的问题。Their
question verse 33 then arises out of this foolish scenario, saying, therefore, in the resurrection, whose wife does she become? For all seven had her as wife.
第三章节呢，他们就是说是说，因为这样一个愚蠢的想法来开始他们的问题。第三章是说，这样当复活的时候，他是哪一个的妻呢？因为他们七个都娶过她。What
a foolish situation to assume that in heaven this woman is going to have seven husbands.
其实是一个是多么愚蠢的想法，就是他们假设在天堂里，这个妇人呢有七个丈夫。On
the basis of that, they conclude there will not be a resurrection.
所以呢，他们借着这个基础呢，说呢就没有复活了。Don't
argue that kind of nonsense before God.
你不要在神面前呢去争论这样一些完全没有道理的事情。
And the answer of the Lord, starting in verse 34, is very wise. First of all, he says, Jesus answered and said to them, the sons of this age marry and are given in marriage, but those who are counted worthy to attain that age and the resurrection from the dead neither marry nor are given in marriage.
所以主耶稣基督的回答是非常的明智的。第三世界呢，耶稣回答他们说：“这世界的孩子们有娶有嫁，唯有遵善为配得那世界，并从死里复活的人也不娶也不嫁。”Now
that doesn't mean to say that when you're married and you have a very close relationship here, you won't have a wonderful relationship in heaven, but it won't be marriage.
所以这个里面并不意味着呢，你在这个世界呢有一个非常的奇妙的婚姻的话呢，那么说呢你在天堂里呢没有亲密的关系，这只是说呢在天堂里没有嫁娶。Heaven
is a place of a different marriage.
所以天堂呢有一个不同的婚姻的一个地方。And
all of us as believers in the Lord Jesus Christ are going to be married to the Lord Jesus Christ in a way that we cannot understand. All we know is that it is going to be far better than and far more pleasurable than marriage.
因为里面我们所有的相信主耶稣基督为我们救主的人呢，最终呢都要嫁给我们的主耶稣基督。那怎么嫁给他呢？这一个方式是我们完全理解不了的。但是我们能够理解的是，这个我们嫁给主耶稣基督的这个婚姻呢，比我们地上这个婚姻呢，要远远的甜蜜，远远的亲密的多。
And then regarding marriage, verse 36, he goes on and says, nor can they die anymore, for they are equal to the angels and are sons of God, being sons of the resurrection.
第36节说呢，他们也不会再死，因为他们和天使一样，既是复活的孩子，就是神的孩子。
So not only is resurrection in God's plan, but the fact is you can't die in the resurrection. There will be no death in the resurrection.
但是呢，这里呢不仅仅只是说是有复活这样一个事实，而且呢是说是你就根本就不会死，所以在天堂里呢没有死亡。
But then he argues again the logic for the resurrection. And verse 37 says, Now, even Moses showed in the burning bush a passage that the dead are raised when he called the Lord God, he called the Lord the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob.
然后呢，主呢继续这样给出他的论点。第37节说呢，至于死人复活，摩西在荆棘那里称主是亚伯拉罕的神、以撒的神、雅各的神，就指示了。
Verse 38, God is not the God of the dead, but the God of the living, for all live to him.
38节说，因为他不是死人的神，而是活人的神，在他人都是活的。
Because God is the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, not was the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, he's basically saying the logic of that passage is God is still alive. Abraham is still alive, and Isaac is still alive, Jacob is still alive. All those men still have God as their God. They're all alive.
在这个里面呢，他并没有说呢，神呢过去是亚伯拉罕，是雅各，是以撒的神。他说呢，神现在还是亚伯拉罕、以撒、雅各的神。那基本上呢，这里告诉他们，又是说神是活人的神。那么说呢，这个亚伯拉罕呢、以撒呢、雅各呢，他们都没有死，所以呢，这些人呢，神呢，他是只是活人的神。
So all of this has a warning to us. Don't pretend that you can take the truth of God and twist it to something new or different.
所以这些呢，都体现我们呢，你不要认为你可以把神的真理呢，就是去强解，变成一个新的或者说不同的东西。
The question of the resurrection is very important, both in the days of the Sadducees before the death of the Lord Jesus Christ, and today, a very foundational truth.
因为这个呢，复活呢，这样的一个真理是非常重要的一个真理。就算在撒都该人那个时代，在主耶稣基督呢，就是复活之前，在现在当今，复活都是一个非常的重要的真理。
They denied that foundational truth, and consequently, they were in deep trouble.
他们呢，就是说是抵制这样一个基础的真理，那很快呢，他们会陷入大麻烦了。
Verse 39 says, Then some of the scribes answered and said, Teacher, you have spoken well.
因为第39节说呢，有几个文士说呢，师傅，你说得好。
It's interesting. The more you listen to the Lord Jesus, the more convinced you are that he's right and you're wrong.
所以现在问题是呢，就是非常有意思。你跟主耶稣基督交谈的越多呢，你越相信呢他是对的，你是错的。
It's humiliating that you and I are wrong when we believe anything contrary to the truth of God, but it's very delightful that his truth is there and we can rejoice in it.
因为这个里面呢，就是说是，如果那个神的真理呢，它不是真的，我们就很难去。但是对我们呢，是感到非常欣慰的是呢，主的神的真理总是真的。
The resurrection is full of hope, and we say hallelujah.
因为就是说是，那个盼望，那个复活是充满盼望的，因此我们说呢，哈利路亚。
Why then did the Sadducees not believe in the resurrection?
为什么撒都该人不相信呢？复活呢？
In part because they didn't obey God. And they knew that in the resurrection, if there were one, they would be judged and held accountable.
所以呢，原因是因为他们不相信神，他们不相信神，因为如果他们相信真的有复活的话呢，那么说呢，在那个复活的时候呢，他们必须为他们所做的行为呢受到审判。
Verse 40 says, but after that, they dared not question him anymore.
第40节说呢，以后他们不敢再问他什么。
You won't find that you will get out of your problem just by asking God more questions. You'll find that God is right. And so ask him questions, believing, but don't try to prove him wrong with your questions.
因为你不可能通过问神的问题呢，把你自己呢，让你自己走出你自己的麻烦。但是呢，就是你不要试图去问神一个问题，证明他是错的。你要问神问题呢，就是要问你怎么样去相信他的这样的问题。
So, we've got another simple story now in starting in verse 41.
有另外一个故事，从第41节开始。
And he says, I'm going to ask you a question.
他说呢，我要问你们一个问题。
Now, I don't know if you like it when the teacher asks you a question.
所以我不知道你喜欢你的老师问你问题。
When I went to school, we often had a choice as to where we would sit. Okay, so where in the room would you sit is the question that I am raising. Does that make sense, Roy? Are you there, Roy? Roy, you are frozen. So, what do you think?
Maybe Roy's internet is disconnected, or
I
his
don't know.
computer is freeze.
Caddy is here. Where's Caddy? Yes, no. I don't see Caddy. Yes, you're here. Caddy, can you talk to me?
Yes.
That's very good. Can you answer? Can you translate for me while Roy is coming back on screen?
Roy's come back.
And Roy will come back. Yes, something went wrong with his computer. So, what I'm going to do is I'm going to say something and you are going to translate.
Okay.
If they don't like your translation, they will correct you.
I like
All right.
that.
So, they've been asking Jesus questions. Now, after verse 41, Jesus asked them questions.
对，他说的就是从41节，在他们问了耶稣问题之后呢，现在这个耶稣来问他们一些问题。
And when I went to school, I didn't like it when the teacher asked me a question.
Harold 讲他在读书的时候，他不太喜欢老师问问题。
Sometimes I found that I could sit anywhere in the class that I wanted when I went into a new classroom.
有的时候他在教室里，他就坐在一个他喜欢的一个座位上，他就不太想回答问题。
I was told that all the smart people sat at the front.
通常呢，人们会说，就是那些聪明一点的孩子会坐在前面。
I chose to sit at the very back.
Harold 总是他说他会选择坐在后面。
I was the shortest, smallest boy in the class.
他说他在小学的时候，在读书的时候，他是班级里那个最小的那个孩子。
And I used to choose to sit behind one of the biggest boys in the class.
他说他常常会选择坐在一个比较大个的那个同学的后面，藏在。
And I did that because I didn't want the teacher to ask me a question. And I figured that if she were going to ask me a question, if I hid at the back of the class, she couldn't see me.
很可爱啊，他说他常常就害怕回答老师的问题，那如果他如果觉得回答不了的话呢，他就会藏在那个大个的那个同学的后面，那老师就看不见他了。
And I don't think these people wanted Jesus to ask them questions either, but he does ask them a question.
他想呢，这些人也不希望耶稣问他们问题，不希望回答耶稣的问题。
So we'll read verses 41, 42, 43, and 44.
Okay, I will read from 41 to 44.
Yep, 41 to 44, that's right, you go ahead.
Okay, 我从41读到44。耶稣对他们说，人怎么说基督是大卫的子孙呢？诗篇上大卫自己说，主对我主说，你坐在我的右边。等我使你仇敌坐你的脚凳，大卫既称他为主，他怎么又是大卫的子孙呢？呀，当。
All right. So the question is, David calls his son his Lord, and verse 44 says, David therefore calls him Lord. How is David then his son?
他就问他们这个问题，这个有点奇怪啊。大卫称他为主，那他怎么又是大卫的子孙呢？这个，这个人称的这个互换啊，他们就在问他们到底是这是怎么一回事？他既同时既是他，大卫又称他主，同时大卫又是他的子孙，他就在问他们这个关系到底是怎么回事 ？OK， Roy。
I'm sorry, my internet just disconnected.
Okay, that's good. We're glad you're back. You look better now. All right, so here's the issue. David talks about his son being his Lord.
对你说这个问题呢，大卫呢，谈到了他的后裔呢，是他的主。
That is not proper.
这个呢，就是不恰当。
The son is never the Lord. The father is the Lord. The son is in subjection to the father.
所以那个子孙呢，永远不会是主，父辈才是主。那么说呢，子孙呢，他永远是应该顺服他的父辈。
But in Psalm 110, David talks about his son being his Lord. How could that possibly be?
在诗篇里呢，大卫王呢谈到呢，他的子孙呢是他的主，那是怎么可能的呢
？And you and I know the simple answer to that question. Jesus Christ is the Lord. He was His Son. One is God, the other is not. So David's son is not inferior to David because he is God. He is Lord.
这个里面呢，就是你我呢没有就是问题去理解这一点，因为主耶稣基督呢，他是那个就是说是大卫王的后裔，大卫王的后裔呢，那这个呢，并不是说呢证明他比大卫王小，认为主因为主耶稣基督他是神，所以他是主。
So this is a very difficult question for the Jews to answer. They refuse to answer it because the only answer is.That David's son was Jesus, who was God.
因为这个呢，那就是说，这个的犹太人来说，那他们是非常的难的回答一个问题，所以他们拒绝去回答。就是他们知道呢，大卫王的那个子孙呢，就是主耶稣基督呢，唯一的答案是他就是主，他就是神。
So he put this question to them, and it's interesting. Looks like they didn't even attempt to answer.
所以他把这个问题呢问他们，这个非常有意思呢，他们甚至都不想尝试去回答。
And then he goes on in verses 46 and 7 to describe these Pharisees, these wicked leaders of the people.
然后呢，主耶稣基督呢，就是说是在这个第四十六节、第四十七节呢，他还去向这些就是法利赛人和这些非常的邪恶的这些人们的领袖去解释。
And their belief system was all empty religion rather than than truth.
因为他们的那个宗教的系统呢，都是空洞的，而不是真理。
So he's basically saying, don't be like them.
所以他基本上告诉他们，不要像他们那样。
Verse 46, he says, beware of the scribes. They desire to walk in long robes. They love greetings in the marketplaces. They love the best places in the synagogue and the best places at feasts. They devour widows' houses and for a pretense make long prayers. These will receive greater condemnation.
意思是这个节呢，他说呢，你们要防备文士，他们好穿长衣行走，喜爱人在街市上问他们好，又喜爱会堂里的高位、宴席上的首座。他们侵吞寡妇的家产，假意做很长的祷告，这些人要受更重的刑罚。
So these were the false religious leaders of their day.
那是在他们日子里一些假的那个宗教领袖。
And they parallel the false religious teachers of every age.
所以呢，他们和那每一个年代的那些假的宗教领袖都是一样的。
They want the position and the glory of religious leaders. They don't want the responsibility or the obedience to God.
所以呢，他们想要就是说，作为宗教领袖的这样的位置啊，和权力和荣耀啊，但是呢，他们却不想要去顺服神。
And so this whole chapter then is about authority. Is God the authority or are they the authority? And they say, we want to be the authority. We want people to honor us. And the Bible says we must honor God.
你这个里面这一章讲到的是说谁有这样的权柄？是神有权柄呢？就是还是他们有权柄？他们说呢，他们有权柄，但是神说呢，圣经告诉我们呢，只有神有权柄，我们必须尊重神。
All right, well, our time is gone again, and we're at the end of the chapter. Next week, Lord willing, we'll pick up chapter 21 and get closer to the crucifixion.
所以这个里面呢，我们时间也到了。今天呢，我们20章呢也结尾了。下个星期呢，主若许可呢，我们要学习第21章，这样呢已经非常接近主钉十字架了。
So again, thank you all for being with us tonight. May the Lord bless us all, and hopefully we can see many of you in the morning.
再一次呢，感谢大家，感谢大家呢，愿主呢赐福我们。我非常高兴能看见你们很多在这上面，也许明天早上呢，我可以见到你们很多人。
Let's pray.
我们来祷告。
Lord, we want to thank you that the Lord Jesus is not the simple subject of corrective conversation. We're thankful that he is truth and that there is no assailing of his truth.
所以主啊，我们非常感恩主，那并不是说是一个简单的，就是说是一个我们要去谈论的这样的一个话题，它是真理，因此呢，我们要顺服它。
Lord, our objective is that we might all learn about him and then obey him. Deliver us, we pray, of criticizing him and trying to prove that he's wrong and we're right.
最主要，我们的目标呢，就是说是我们都要去相信他、接受他为我们的救主，而不是说去批判他、挑剔他、证明他是错的。
We're thankful that he spoke with authority and not as the scribes, and we pray that we might acknowledge his authority in all that we do and say.
最主要，我们呢就是非常感恩，他是主耶稣呢，他是权柄，而不是像那些文士。所以呢，我们必须相信所有他教导我们他所说的。
So again, we thank you for your truth tonight. We pray your blessing upon us for the days that lie ahead, and in particular, Lord, that we might have a good day tomorrow in your fellowship.
最主要感谢您呢教导我们，愿我们的明天呢，您的赐福呢也会降临在我们身上，让我们在下一天的明天的那样的敬拜和那种学习中呢，愿您赐福我们。
And so we ask all these things in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ and give thanks.
所以我们祈求这所有的一切都是奉主耶稣基督的名，并且献上感恩。
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. So thank you all tonight. May the Lord bless us
Thank
all.
you.